Hello, aligned souls, and welcome to another episode of Steel and Lace, where we explore the transformative journey of blue-collar grind to global glory. Today we're diving into the mystical realm of the new moon, a time of magic and manifestation. So join me as we explore what the new moon brings, what we can release, and how we're going to set intentions for our bright futures. So the energy of the new moon. The new moon marks the beginning of the lunar cycle, a time when the moon is invisible in the sky, symbolizing new beginnings and fresh starts. It's a powerful time for setting intentions and planting the seeds for your future. The energy of the new moon encourages us to let go of the old and embrace the new, making it the perfect time for introspection and reflection. During the new moon, we're encouraged to release anything that no longer serves us. But keep in mind, making sure when you're releasing the old or what no longer serves us, you're going back to reflect upon what the last lunar cycle brought. Whether it be good or bad, you still need to do this reflection period, or at least I do myself, okay? So releasing things that no longer serve us, whether it be negative thoughts, habits, relationships, whatever it may be, okay? But by letting go of the old, we are creating space for the new opportunities and blessings to enter our lives. Now, I have to say, Asha Frost is one of my favorite authors. She teaches us the art of releasing during the new moon, guiding us to surrender what no longer serves us. Her books are absolutely amazing. I prefer the audiobooks, and so I feel much more captivated and like she's sitting right beside me every time I go to listen to that. So I very much, if I reference her, I very much, it's because I love her teachings, okay? So setting intentions during the new moon is a powerful way to align with energy of the universe and manifest our desires. So Asha Frost's teachings provide us a framework for setting intentions that are in alignment with our true selves and our highest purpose, or highest good, if you will. By setting clear and specific intentions, we can focus our energy and attention on what we truly want to create in our lives. So one for an example may be, hang on here, sorry about the book, folks. I am manifesting new opportunities for growth and success in my business. That's just an example. You know, if you have a business or a career, you could base some intentions around that. But whatever really, whatever you're called to do, whatever is aligned with you, okay? Harnessing the power of the new moon. As we harness the power of the new moon, we align ourselves with the natural rhythms of the universe, allowing us to flow with the cosmic energy and create the life that is in harmony with our deepest desires. The new moon teaches us to trust the process and of life and to believe in the magic of new beginnings. So everybody, this is truly just a way to embark on an absolutely new, everything new. So like for me with the new moon that started yesterday, it's like the start of the new week, the start of the new chapter, the start of everything's really new. Okay. So you can create it to be whatever you want to be, you know, you could clear out, providing offerings, whether it be, you know, whatever that may be or look like for you. Okay. I always enjoy, creating a nice simmer pot for my home for, the new moon, same with the full moon, but this one here in particular is the new moon, making new moon water. So, getting your jar and, you know, filling it with water and setting intentions and blessings into it and letting the energy of the moon, just move right through it, you know, using it to, water your plants, to drink it, to, you know, clean your home with it, you know, it's a very powerful thing, making your little new moon ritual, jars, you know, so maybe for some, there's rosemary in there with cinnamon, some rice, whatever that looks like for you, okay? So as we conclude this episode, I encourage you to embrace the energy of the new moon, set your intentions, and align yourself with your highest good. A good guided meditation is one to really consider for this, especially if you're healing. If you notice the frequency tone in the background of this podcast, I am very much in tune with the 8888 Hertz, the Golden Light Abundance Meditation frequencies, okay? They're wonderful. I absolutely love them. So if you can hear them, please enjoy them. May this time be a time of your transformation and renewal, where you release the old and welcome the new with open arms. Thank you for joining me on this journey. And until next time, this is Crystal signing off. Keep grinding, keep shining, and most of all, stay authentic to you. Okay? Just one quick note before we close this is the teachings of Asha Frost are referenced and integrated into this episode, but Asha Frost herself was not a guest on this episode, but maybe in the near future. Have a great day, everybody, and we'll see you again next week. Bye-bye.